One virtue of being in the presence of God is God will satisfy you. Oh, God will satisfy you. Leave alone the physical food. Hallelujah. There is a spiritual food from above. There is a word from above. Hallelujah. That will satisfy you. There is a message from above that will satisfy you. There is a revelation from above that will hit your heart like a tornado. And when it comes upon your heart, you will receive peace. You will receive satisfaction. Even while others will be in terror, even while others will be afraid of this life, you will find satisfaction. Because you have eaten food not made with human hands, food that belongs to the angels. Do not angels feed people food? Angels will feed you because of the virtue of being in the presence of God. Angels will feed your appetite. Angels will make you satisfied in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have chosen to be in the presence of the Almighty. You will bless the living God. You will worship Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The blessing of strength. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11, the Bible says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Praise the Lord. So the strength of God, you can't receive it until you seek it. It doesn't come automatically. It comes through passionate seeking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Passionate seeking. Harness seeking. How much do you desire God? How much do you desire to be in the presence of God? Do you know, as we were growing up, there was a very big misconception to our generation, because we were taught that pastors are very poor people. We were taught that servants of God are very poor people. Praise the Lord. That there's no need, that there's no benefit in availing yourself to the service of God. Hallelujah. That was one of the misconceptions we had. So many people, as we were growing up, they feared of even becoming a pastor. They feared of even becoming a man of God. But that was misconception. Hallelujah. As we are reading from the Bible, we are reading from a man who was a king. We are reading from a man who was a musician. We are reading from a man who was a pastor. We are reading from a man who was a prophet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But still he made his way to the Lord's sanctuary. Still he prioritized the things of God about the priority of his nation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your mere job is preventing you from entering into the Lord's sanctuary. Hallelujah. Just a mere $8 job. Just a mere $10 job is preventing your worship, is kicking you out of the service of God. How much harnessed are you, O Shatarai? How much harnessed are you to be in the place of worship, to be in the Lord's sanctuary? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of you are fainting. You have gone back to sin because you stop coming from to the place of strength. You stop coming to church. You stop coming to worship. You stop coming to fellowship. Praise the Lord. So you have realized you don't read the Bible the way you used to read. You don't seek God the way you used to seek God. You don't pray the way you used to pray, because you have been away from the presence of God. And because you have been away from the presence of God, you have started to grow weary. And you will grow weary until you backslide, because now you don't have the strength to overcome the temptations around you. You don't have the strength to say no to sin. Do you know, in the presence of of God is where God endue men with strength to say no. Do you know you need strength to say no to sin? Praise the Lord. You need strength. Hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus said that men should pray without faint? Men should do what? Pray without faint. Because the moment you start fainting in your prayer life, the moment you will fall into temptation. Hallelujah. You will fall into temptation because you don't have the strength to say no. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you see temptation around you, you just give in. Your body just give in. You just give in to anything the devil is throwing at you because you are not spending time with God. You are not spending time with God. And the Lord is adding us that seek he the presence of the Lord and his strength continually. Hallelujah. Continually. Not today, tomorrow you stop. Praise the Lord. There are people who are waiting until Christmas to go to church because they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand that a time come where your education will fail you. Your smartness will fail you. Your company will fail you. That job you love will fail you. Your family will fail you. Your children will fail you. Your wife will fail you. Your sister will fail you. Your president will fail you. Your favorite politician will fail you. Praise the Lord. For cursed is a man that put their trust in a man. But blessed are people who put their trust in God. Glory be to God. When we realize our strength doesn't come from man, but our help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth, then we prioritize to be in the presence of God. We will prioritize to bring our children in the presence of God, because the virtue of them being in the presence of God, being in the Lord's sanctuary, the Lord will empower them, because they grew in the assembly of God. Because our children grew in the assembly of God, they will overcome the devils in their time. They will overcome the principalities of their time. They will overcome the demons of confusion and the devils of immoralities of our time. They will conquer land. They will conquer principality. They will conquer powers of wickedness in heavenly places, because God will endue them with strength in his presence. They will not fear evil. They will not fear darkness. They will not fear evil from the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not die before their time. They will not live in fear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because they just happened. You know, allow your children just to come in the house of God. They may look like they are idling. They may look like they are running around from place to place in the Lord's sanctuary. Hallelujah. But you don't know there's something supernatural taking place. There are angels pouring oil upon their head. There are angels pouring strength upon them. Oh, parade ketoro robo yantani. He paratos, oh, parade ketegedu kuranata. Rebehende zepetele keto gode gore kira gadaya. Jende mira kataraga kira kira gore gadaya. There will be the generations that will fly like eagles. As the scripture says, even though the young man shall faint and fall and be weary, but those that shall wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings like eagles. It doesn't matter whether their generation is walking around naked. They will be straight. Their mind will be straight. Their mind will not be crooked. They will not be gay. They will not be lesbian. Rakoto zaderia. Rendona takatila keto jandare kete nema handia. Robayate kete gede gina kata. Jende mande kete zeterena. Their mind will be pure. In the name of Jesus, drugs will not kill them. They will not die in suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus, for they are more than conqueror through Christ who strengthened them. Hallelujah. Christ strengthened. If you are not strengthened, you will fail. You keep failing because you think you are too smart. You think that church people are for people for failures. Hey, you think it is not important to be in the presence of God. So being in the Lord's sanctuary is not a priority for you. You are mocking God. You are mocking God. And the time comes where you will realize you need God. A time comes in that hospital bed, you will cry. You will cry. But those that understood seasons. Those that understood seasons and they sought God early, they sought God when they were teenagers, they sought God even in from their mother's womb, they sought God. Oh, shakata barate, rebata katozale katabarate zeketora barate, rebete katozalanto zeperita katagadea. When their generation were going out committing immorality, running from party to party, running from club to club, they were in the presence of God crying out to Jesus. They were in the presence of God worshiping Him, praising Him, lifting up their hands, seeking God earnestly. Today they think you are crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know my love for God made me to prioritize so much being in His presence? There are moments that I could come out from work at sometimes 6 in the evening, enter in a bus, travel 1 hour to church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here in America, I could stay in the Lord's sanctuary, attend Bible study on Friday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come out of church service at around 9:30, sometimes 10. Hallelujah. Enter the road, going back to the home, going back to the apartment where I used to live. At that time, I was a single man, but I knew that I have to see God. I have to see God while He may be found. I have to see God while I am a young man. For those that seek Him highly, hallelujah, they will see God in their golden age. They will see God. They will bear fruits even in their golden age. A time will come, praise the Lord, that my generation today, who are not seeking God the way we are seeking God now, they will look at our life and they won't be able to reach our level, because we design days. We applied our days to wisdom. Hallelujah. We understood that we needed to seek God. We needed to seek God and His strength. We needed to seek the presence of God. Because if God is not for us, where will we be? Hallelujah. If God is not for us, our strength will fail us. Our education system will fail us. Sometimes when I look at our generation, my generation today, you are so crazy for your manager. You are willing to do anything for your job. You are willing to sacrifice anything for a job that can fire you within seconds. Praise the Lord. Some of you are coming out of companies crying. Companies that you devoted your entire youth, firing you like they don't care because of a little mistake. You devoted your whole youth for your job that you didn't even have time to come to say thank you to church. Hey. You will realize that put leaning on man is fertile. The strength of a man is fertile. You better prioritize to seek strength from God. Don't make your career become your God. Don't make your job become your God. Don't make your business become your God, that you want to open your business 7 days a week. That you don't have to, you don't make time even to come to church. People are worshiping God and praising God is when you are opening your business. Even that business will fail you. You need God. This life has to be balanced. And it is the lie that the enemy is feeding to our generation. That's why many are fainting. Hallelujah. Many are fainting because you are not in the presence of God. I can pray for you for deliverance today, but if you don't make it an habit, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't make it an habit to be in the presence of God, you will fail. You will fail. Hallelujah. Because each one of us, we have our own battles. Praise the Lord. You have your own battles in your house. You have your own battles in your village. You have your own battles in your body. You have your own battles with your children. You have your own battles with the devils where you are coming from. Hallelujah. And you have to make up your mind, Lord, I have to be in your presence. I have to seek the face of God while he may be found. You see, that scripture is repeated so much that even in the book of Psalms 105 verse 4 says, seek out the Lord and his strength continually. It has to become an habit. That's why we are not tired. We don't grow weary being in the presence of God. Hallelujah. That is the best place we can ever be. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. For splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy fills the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. Strength and joy, splendor and majesty is before the Lord. Glory be to God. That is the best place you can ever be. What is the lie that the enemy is telling our generation? That they don't need to be in the church. They don't need to be in a worship congregation. They don't need to spend time with God. And look at what is happening. They are failing in everything. They are failing in school. They are failing in marriage. They are failing in career. They are dying before their time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A time has come that we have to come back to God as a nation. A time has come that you need to realize your children need more than just a TV game. Some of the parents, you go to church, but you leave your children watching TV. You leave your children with big screen playing games. Hey, those children will die fast because they don't have strength. Those children, their mind will be crooked because they don't have strength from God. You need to bring your children in the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to restore the value system of the church. We have to restore the value system of being in the congregation of the assembly of the saints, of being in Mount Zion, the mountain of salvation, the mountain of hope, the mountain of healing, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we prioritize, as we prioritize him, the Lord will begin to empower you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray tonight in the name of Jesus that, Lord, give me strength. Give me strength. Oh, bashata zabarante. Give me strength to overcome every enemy, to overcome every devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give me strength. Give me strength. Give me strength. Abu shatere ba 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 Shanta e paronto zepeterere boshaya repeteri baba baba babosha rependemina canto zopanderi baba baba baba. Pray for strength. Pray for strength. You need strength. Hale parata gadede repeteri baba 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 babosha eketerabi hanto robayante mene kende zeketerere. You need strength to overcome that devil. You need strength to rise up from that sick bed. kateriba baba babosha repateriba kantariba rante zepeteria remehento zo parade kentegnate kidegnaza mantenemo hostatari rebarante e parano montanane kendegena kidegnaze. Pray in the Holy Ghost, Father, and don't me with strength. I don't want to fail like others failed. I don't want to faint like others fainted. Give me strength to overcome temptations. Give me strength to overcome every devil, hope, already, every traps of the wicked one. In the mighty name of Jesus, give me strength to slay every giant, to slay every Goliath, to slay Heshe Parada Bazende, Ribo Hoshat. Taya yakedo zofarante ipabazando zofaseze vi halovanata lebito shatale kotozane ketedea. Give me strength, my God, my King, my Ebenezer. I come before you tonight, O Jehovah. We stand as a sanctuary, we stand as a church. That Father, endue us with strength, endue us with strength. Harabababababa jepeto zobarbade. That our children will not faint in the mighty name of Jesus. Our families will not be broken. Whatever belongs to us, we will have the strength to protect in the mighty name of Jesus. Zepanto roboshaya zepete repataradush leke parane mento zavete jeparanto liparataya yakanto zopamanate eperede menteni heto zopatari reba Zanda, Devi Zepata Rabba Baba Bosha, Repete Zepetele Baba Baba Baba. Pray that the Lord may endue you with strength to overcome that devil, to overcome that witch in the village. O parade zepatare rebazonda repete gina conto ganate degedeya jeketereno hoto zavataya jende meno hoto zavataya yakataya jeketerete zeketeri babababosha jemehente zepeteri babababosha eperede zetenana na koto zandanani. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not faint in the name of Jesus. You will not faint in the name of Jesus. Zeparata zepeteria, but arrow of sickness is thrown back to hell, is scattered by fire, is scattered by fire, is scattered by fire. Receive strength to rise up from that sick bed. Receive strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Strength from above, the life of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it embed you. Opa babosha repete binamota reto aduadua jeparato zoparade eparana makatere rebarante eparana magadea zependo ropa bade gedegi dagana hata eparana mante deda diarara repete mina mantara rabababababosha jepatara bine menteni mahanto elobosha tariba babosha eperere reparata reparata jeperia tarabazande. We receive strength from above to overcome every devil, every principality, every giant of our time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are rising up in the wings of grace, in the wings of glory, in the wings of power to overcome every devil, to overcome every power in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have chosen to lift up our eyes unto the Lord's sanctuary, unto the kingdom of our God. For our help doesn't come from men, but coming from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. And we receive strength for nations. We receive strength for nations. Zido zuranante elto zovi hato zavoti lendonoti katoto ritabi elto zonta rito zonta rendo runrumina kito zunianda raturianda enderianda randorianda elepere de keterege de katiraro rende mene katoro tarida rende rende makateria rende menterina kontonari rida.
We receive strength in the name of Jesus. You will not die. Those that want to destroy you, they will be the one to be buried on the earth. Shepete barata tatata. Shepete barata tatata. Shepete barata tatata. Shepete barata tatata. Repetia totara. Shepete parado. E parada pegadia. Rebede badia. Rabadia. Ragadagada. Shepede. Rebede. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name that is above every other name. We besought you, our King. We besought you, our Lord. Our Ebenezer. Our helper in time of need. Tonight we surrender. We surrender our nation. We surrender the church. We surrender your people. We surrender your children. Oh, mighty one of Jacob. Oh, mighty one of Israel. Empower us. Empower us. Empower us. Give us the wings to fly. Give us the wings to fly. Give us the wings to fly. Repa ba 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 ba. Zepete bareta. Zemi hantorabu. Ribaboshe separano. Eparide mentenani kiragrato. Repete, 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 repete. Give us the grace. Give us the grace to conquer. 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 Give us the grace to conquer every devil, every power of the enemy. Rapa ba 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 ba. Repa ba 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 ba. Repa ba 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 ba. Shake it, 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 shake it. Radana, regana, 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 regana sa. Zemono to zatino kudagani kiraganata. Zebado shatanani kiraguda zali. Epa badani kento noz zateri magadi. O parade de barata daganata. Rapata patalia. Lebede galdagalagade. Lebede badia da 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 da. Jepatata baratia. Ropate bene katozala. Jepete lapido. Otasakatala goda. Ekotozala keto goda goda. Reto goda goda goda. Shantante mana kandagida kandaganadi. Deganado doganate. Rabadaya yakatano kuragnani kiragnata. Jepede barada da gada gada. Jepede barada da gada gada. Jepede barada da gada gada. Jekatike da gada gada gada. Ragada gada gada. Shantante mana kuramana. Let it clear. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. 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 Zera raganata. Zera raganata. Zebere. Shosho banani, eporodosa, zino domata, rete bedegedesha, genoro bayataria, zo parade menena manatala labada, lebede bedea lagada, jebada banderi bada bande de badia do badano, etebina makatala. Bota salavido, repa ba 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 ba. Oh Father, endow us with strength. Strength to prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Level every ground, oh Jesus. Let every crooked path be made straight in the name of Jesus. Anything that have been crooked, hallelujah. Oh, basateri baboshaya. Hito sofanto zopa barataya. You see, you need strength to chase away the devils that are hunting over your life, that are hunting over your children, that are hunting over the economy of our nation, that are hunting against our prosperity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for sending forth your word. Lord, set our heart on fire. That, Lord, as a people, as a generation, we will learn to seek you while you may be found. We will seek you earnestly
We will look towards your sanctuary. We will not abandon the place of waiting. We will not abandon the place of worship. We will not abandon the praise of praise. That, Father, we will seek you in season and out of season. For you are the Lord, the maker of all and the strength of our life. Just tell him thank you. Father, we thank you because we know it is done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for empowering us. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.